I mean, it's beyond farcical at this stage. It really is, at the very least, a weekly occurrence that we have a number of water outages affecting Inishowen, and in particular the South Inishowen area of Buncrana, Fawn, Tubin, and the surrounding areas to that. Only today, while I was at the MD meeting, we had a water outage in Buncrana. It was sorted, and no more than about 3 hours later, we had a second water outage in a different part of Buncrana. So we meet Scarron once a year, usually around September time. But the point I made at today's municipal district meeting is that we cannot wait until September, and our constituents cannot wait until September to get proper answers as to why these outages are occurring so frequently.
And are you confident that a meeting will be secured?
Truthfully, Donna Marie, I couldn't say that I could use the word confident. One question I asked Scarron when we met them back in September was that we would meet them as a municipal district more frequently than annually. I mean, since I was elected to the council, I have only been able to sit down across the table from Scarron on two occasions, September of 2024 and September of 2025. And the point I was making to them was that this area is plagued by so many issues that we would need to be meeting them on a quarterly basis. And their response did not instill much confidence in me. It was that they have to meet every municipal district in the country, as well as many other statutory agencies, and basically that they were too busy to meet us any more than annually. And that really just doesn't cut it for me with the issues that we have in this part of the world.
And as well, that also begs the question that why was the water infrastructure of the country handed over to a company if it wasn't able to manage local needs whenever it used to be run by local authorities? You know, it's kind of a nonsensical sort of move if that's the case, if that's what they're saying.
No question about it, and I will never, ever, ever understand the point of setting up what was Irish Water, now Scarron, as a utility company. In my honest opinion, it has been nothing but disaster after disaster, at least for this part of the world. I mean, when the council used to be in charge of water services, and people give the council a hard time over many issues, but at the very least, the staff were accessible to us as councillors and to senior management, and they were on the ground in the local areas, and by and large, they could get issues resolved fairly quickly, certainly much more quickly than they can now. I mean, with Scarron, you're dealing with people who... Well, really, you know, they're faceless in a way, in that we as councillors only get to meet them on an annual basis, and there's absolutely no guarantee that we'll be meeting the same staff next September that we met this September. So we're definitely going backwards in terms of our water and wastewater infrastructure in relation to Scarron.